All right. This afternoon at 4 o'clock Central, I called Colonel John Mills, served on the National Security Council for two presidents, as you know, on the staff of the National Security Council, and said to him, "Hey, you need to know what's going on here in Tennessee with this uranium burning and this fire at Oak Ridge, which is a sensitive site, national security wise." He immediately knew the site, of course, and he said, "You got to be kidding me." I'm like, "No." So I said, "How about you do an interview with me, because you're getting on a plane to go to Arizona for this testimony tomorrow. Can you record from the airport?" So he said, "Sure." So I gave him 15 minutes to get to his gate and look up the story, and then we recorded this interview with Colonel John Mills. I want to bring it to you before we bring in Leo Holman. Watch this.
Officials say there was an emergency at the Y-12 National Security Complex this morning around 9 a.m., and we're told it was a fire involving uranium. Right now, there's no off-site impact, and officials also say no injuries were reported, and we also just learned that all employees have been accounted for. We want to go out live to WATE 6 on Your Side reporter Molly O'Brien. She's out in Oak Ridge right now. Molly, what can you tell us?
Yeah, Lexi, like you said, good news. There is no threat to the public. But what I can tell you is crews responded to a fire involving uranium in building 9212, which is actually on the west side of the complex. Workers were eventually evacuated. There were a couple hundred workers, and they put a shelter in place. Now, what I can tell you is all employees have been accounted for. No injuries were reported at this time. And like I said, that fire involved uranium. The protocols to put out in fire involving uranium is different at this time, or is different right now. We asked officials what that looks like. Here's what they have to say.
That building does uranium processing for all of our uranium-based missions. As the Uranium Center of Excellence for the NNSA, we process materials in support of nuclear Navy mission as part of non-proliferation and as part of our classical NNSA mission. So there's a lot of different forms of material there.
Now, good news so far. Those air monitors show no chemicals have been released, meaning there's no radioactivity. Of course, officials will keep following up and monitoring this. As of what caused the fire, that investigation is still ongoing. We, of course, will keep you updated. Reporting live in Oak Ridge, Molly O'Brien, WATE 600.
All right, Brandon House here. It's 4 p.m. Central Time. We're pre-recording this tonight to air during Brandon House Live. Joining me now from the Dulles Airport outside of Washington, D.C., there in Northern Virginia, is Colonel John Mills. He joins us. He's on his way to Arizona, which will be big, big news tomorrow, Thursday. Colonel Mills, I reached out to you. You were going through security and check-in. You graciously agreed to come on camera here, pre-record this so we can play this tonight. This is kind of, again, interesting. I don't know what to make of it, but it's interesting when we talk about gray terror, preparatory overtures for war. This is a strategic area. When I saw it, I said, "Hey, Logan, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, I think that's the home of the Manhattan Project. That has to do with nuclear weapons. I think there's still top security facilities there. Seems kind of interesting to me, uranium, you know, for nuclear weapons." I mean, what do you make of this, Colonel?
Well, definitely got my attention, and thank you, Brandon. This is concerning. Y-12 Oak Ridge is part of the legacy nuclear enterprise. Also places like Hanford, Washington, and a number of plants in Texas and other locations. Very important for maintaining our existing nuclear stockpile as well as a possible future new warhead. So, yeah, this is a very concerning National Nuclear Safety Administration runs is the organization that essentially maintains our nuclear stockpile before handing off to Air Force or Navy or Army for actual availability for contingency use. So not a lot's known about this so far. It's early reporting. We always got to be careful about early reporting, but definitely something's going on. They something enough that they had a press conference. So they wouldn't have had a press conference unless something was definitely going on. So I find it there are no conspiracies, but there's no coincidences either. you know, countries can reach in through cyber methods to tweak and turn and disrupt critical infrastructure. This is definitely critical infrastructure. And if you can reach in and open something when it's supposed to be closed or vice versa, or over torque something, you can cause all kinds of mayhem. So watch this story.
We know this also from Sputnet that was reportedly created between the U.S. and Israel in Silicon Valley. And virus was put on thumb drives sent all over the Middle East in hopes it would make it into the uranium enrichment program of Iran. And sure enough, it did. And they were able, according to reports I read years ago, they were able to take over the TV monitors, make everything look fine, and then destroy a bunch of centrifuges. And, of course, that is what Dr. Pry and others thought might be the reason why some apparent special forces team, according to the Navy SEALs who were called in by the Federal Emergency Regulatory Commission leader, he brought in a Navy SEAL team to look at this site back in, I think, April of 2013, where they shot out the coolant system and overheated a substation, which, by the way, I'm told had feeding into Silicon Valley, that could have been a message from a special forces team that's Iranian-related saying, we know what you did. You mess with us, we can mess right back with you. Whether we know that's the case or not, that's speculation by people who are in well-known, you know, jobs to be able to make that educated speculation. But what you're saying is we kind of know already that you can reach into facilities that are of critical infrastructure and computer-wise do things that cause destruction. That sounds kind of, again, what you're saying is a possibility, while we don't know, is viable and why we should be concerned about cyber attacking of critical infrastructure like this.
Absolutely. You have to be on guard. We want to have block outside traffic coming in. You want to have a very good scanning system to scan for malware. You want to have guards at your internet access points. This is real stuff and real business. And you got to be careful. Two can play this game. So be careful about reaching out, because somebody can reach in to your own critical infrastructure when you aren't looking. So this is high stakes and high drama. And who knows what's going on? I'm not read on to any of this, any kind of projects at this point in time.
Yeah, well, here's the headline of the Daily Mail. Fire involving uranium breaks out at Tennessee National Security Complex, where America's first atom bomb was developed, forcing evacuations of nearly 200 staffers. While I've got you here, Colonel, two more items. One of those is we are seeing reports now last night, of attacks on U.S. power grid are surging. There is a confidential analysis that was seen by the Wall Street Journal, and they're reporting that last year the number of physical attacks, including intrusion, vandalism, and gunfire, jumped by 71% from 2021, according to the Electricity Information Sharing and Analysis Center. Wow. So again, is this a part of gray terror, or that preparatory time, or that overture before war? I mean, this is concerning when you see a 71% jump in physical attacks on your critical infrastructure like your power grid and power substations.
Yeah, of course. There's the physical attacks, there's the cyber attacks. So all of the above, and I think it was just in Washington State, there's been this mysterious substation attack. But a lot of, you know, what's the motive? Who are these folks? I mean, I don't know. The reporting on it is very mysterious. Can't get a straight answer. But I mean, I believe there was some Antifa elements. And, you know, what are their motives? I think a lot of them are just crazy. I don't think they even know what their motives are, but they're a useful vanguard of the communist color revolution. So, you know, watch out. And then you put a single round from a rifle into the right place at a power substation, and you put that thing out of commission for a long time. So, something is going on. It definitely, you know, this is not hearsay. This is not, this is actually quantifiable. So, yeah, something is going on. Don't know who these groups are.
And of course, that former Soviet USSR special forces expert that ended up defecting and writing the book warned about mercenaries and intermediaries pulling off these kind of things so that there would be a, you know, separation, plausible deniability. You know, we don't know who did it. So they would send intermediaries or mercenaries to do their bidding. Speaking of needing to be on guard, now we're getting a report from Israel National News. Here it is. Report: Israel significantly increasing its preparations for an attack on Iran. You know, I find the timing of all this quite interesting. We've got conflict with Russia through Ukraine. We're in a proxy war with them. We've got China and Russia in military alliance, so they're backing up Russia fighting Ukraine. You have North Korea shooting off ballistic missiles in the last few days, and now we have Israel saying they're significantly increasing their preparations to attack Iran. Do you think we could have any more chaos going on a global scale than we do right now?
Well, I don't think you mentioned the Russian decision yesterday to depart the New START treaty, so throw that into the mix. Very concerning. I mean, the Biden administration came out with a very strong statement today on that. But, you know, see, this is always negotiate from a position of strength. We should never sign any treaty unless we have decisive overmatch. But right now, Y-12 is a critical part of our maintaining our stockpile, much less starting some new starts. But most of our weapon systems are essentially going to reuse old warheads. You know, we need to see it back into the production of warheads. Need to start doing that. I mean, the new ground-based missile replacing Minuteman is essentially reusing the same warheads. The new cruise missile for the new B-21 is essentially using old warheads, and so are the new submarines, the Columbia class. I believe they're going to just continue to use the Trident D-5, old missile. I mean, immaculately maintained, but it's old, and same warhead. So we got to get Y-12 and all the other critical sites back into operation so we can make more.
Wow. I saw a chart the other day on one of the mainstream newspaper websites, U.S. versus Russia, as far as what they have, what we have. They made it look like we were equal. They made it in the report look like we were equal with our missiles and ICBMs and different things down the line. But that's not what Dr. Pry was telling us. Dr. Pry, before he passed away, did a whole TV and radio show with me on all the tactical nukes that they have, their mobile ICBMs. He was telling us all the things they have that we don't have. Either we don't have, like mobile ICBMs, or we don't have the quantity they have, or we don't have the tactical nukes that we carry around so readily on ships and other things like they do. Is the media, if they're trying to put out a, hey, we can go tit for tat, are they ignorant, or is this just disinformation to make the American people be, compliant?
Well, there's a lot of responsibility to go around on this. I mean, we have essentially ignored this topic area since 92. You know, we've just assumed we keep our existing stock of Minuteman, existing stock of Trident, existing stock of bombers, and that was enough. But the problem is, the strategic treaty, the New START, limits both sides to 1,550 warheads. That's the warhead. The delivery system is something else. That's the airplane. That's the submarine. That's the missile. And that's a different topic. But we're only supposed to have 1,550 warheads. Now, I've just seen on classified numbers that we have only 1,450 deployed. That means we have 100 we can bring back into service immediately. But the Russians, you can't trust them. And it was pretty clear all along they were not corresponding to that treaty. And yet, the blue team loves these treaties. Treaties are not bad, but you have to negotiate from a position of strength. Biden almost immediately signed, without even asking Putin, the New START extension. And the Russian said, yeah, okay, not a problem. We'll renew that, even though it's worthless to them. So, this is the blue team does not understand how to do hard nose, sharp elbow, face-to-face just negotiations with the totalitarian nations. They just get run over, and they think, hey, we got a treaty. No, treaties are worthless unless you negotiate from a position of strength.
Wow. This has just been handed to me. Zero Hedge reported today, good morning. Yesterday, China made a very aggressive, very public statement in an attempt to raise awareness among its citizens. This is that statement broadcast to 1 billion people beneath that is their full proclamation translated from Chinese. Apparently, again, they're preparing their people for war. This may seem standard operating procedure to Westerners when politicians are talking to each other, but to see a direct appeal to its own people in this way is not the norm. It's an escalation and appeal to its own citizens. Perhaps it's out of weakness, but given the context, more likely out of strength and possibly a foreshadowing of a further monetary move to marshal their population to assist in monetary independence from the West. And it's reportedly talking, it's just been handed to me, them talking about America with a $100 bill that costs 17 cents. The United States allows the countries to provide goods and services worth $100. Isn't this a naked act of predatory behavior? So if this report, which has just been handed to me, is true, again, the economic side, which is part of preparatory war, I think, economic attacks, any comment on this story that's just been handed to me?
Yeah. Even though I'm a career military intelligence national security person, the center of gravity in the showdown with China is the almighty dollar. The reality is the dollar is a weapon the current occupant of the White House should be using to that they want China to adapt to world norms. They should be using that as the number one weapon that they fear, and that's what they're trying to get at. Or they're trying to get under the dollar as the world reserve currency, because when your currency is the world reserve, you essentially call the shots, get the best value, get the best deals. And the world is built according to the way you want to see it. And that's what the occupant of the White House right now doesn't understand. And that statement from the Chinese Communist Party was exactly it. Or notice how upfront the number one thing they mentioned was the oppression of the dollar. Well, sorry, tough. You know, somebody's got to lead. And, do you want the Chinese to lead? Of course not. That's ridiculous. That's one of the reasons they took Hong Kong, was they wanted to use the Hong Kong exchange as because there's special allowances, because Hong Kong was supposed to be treated as essentially a separate entity, and U.S. Financial rules were essentially treating them separately. But they wanted to use the Hong Kong exchange to get around the New York, the London, and the Tokyo exchanges, and that was their game. So it's not working out. But that statement that the Chinese Communist Party put out yesterday was extremely disturbing. They are essentially mobilizing their country for war, and we're watching trains blow up.
Yeah, and sending all kinds of money to Turkey, and the poor people in the earthquakes over there, I feel sorry for them, yes. Millions to Turkey, billions to Ukraine, zero for East Palestine so far, Ohio.
Yeah, that's crazy. Now, America first means we take care of Americans. There's nothing mean, nasty, unfair about that. All nations, their first job is to take care of their citizens, not comply with some globalist scheme. So this is crazy. But yeah, the statement yesterday from the CCP was very ominous and foreboding. And you know, listen, I've had to deal with the CCP since I shifted missions in 2007. And they read everything in painful detail that we write. Obviously, we never read any of our own stuff. Our legislators don't even read their own legislation. But you'd be stunned at how much labor hours they put into studying every single word of every single document we put out. They know our documents better than we do.
Do they monitor shows like this and me speaking to experts like you?
Oh, absolutely. This is absolutely collected and put into their large AI, artificial intelligence enabled database. Absolutely. They have digital twins of all of us. You have a digital twin over there under the State Ministry of State Security. I have a digital twin over there.
What does that mean?
They have essentially cloned you short of your actual. They may even have some of your DNA, and they might even be growing some of your body tissue. Who knows what they're doing with it? But they know everything about you.
Do they? Why?
Hey, I got to take this call. This is kind of important. Let me be right back to you.
All right. While he's doing that, he'll come back to us. It's live. Well, we're taped. It's 4:16 in the afternoon on Wednesday afternoon. Colonel Mills checking in with us here from the Dulles Airport on his way to Phoenix, Arizona. I want to get a little bit more on this fact that they got digital clones of him and myself. I kind of want to get more into that, right? I want to find out what they're talking about. I'll tell you something. You want to hear something interesting? That same guy that warned about the former USSR specialist that warned about overtures, preparatory period, gray terror, also talked about putting out information to make our leaders look horrible or catch them in some kind of scandal before war breaks so that the American people don't have trust in their leaders. So they would go after a character assassination of our leaders before they went to war. So we're in the U.S. going, what? We don't have a good, strong, moral leader at our state level, at the national level? I mean, they would go after your leader. That's what he wrote. I mean, you can go read his book. Well, now there's the technology available through, you just heard, digital clones, deep fakes, to put out, and you guys have seen it in the last few weeks, I'm sure, the people that are being replicated online. And in one case, one girl was on her social media account crying and sobbing and begging people not to watch the video that apparently was a pornographic video using her face, her image, as though she was involved in this behavior, and she wasn't, she said. She's like, no. What I'm saying is they can now take, through deep fakes, have me saying things, and it looks like I'm saying it. It looks like me. It sounds like me. It's not me. It's all digital. It sounds like what he's just hinting at is they have the way to take people, a digital clone of them, and their voice, which is available now through computers. They only need about 3 seconds, I'm told, of your audio to match your pattern of voice. And of course, they got more than 3 seconds of people like Dr. or like Colonel Mills and myself. They got hours and hours. In my case, thousands of hours. They can take our voice. They can use what we've already said out of context and repatch it, or they can just create it with our inflection, our tone, our timing, make it look like me, sound like me, and use it to discredit me right before some major event happens, so that when people tune in to say, hey, let's see what Brandon's saying about this stuff, they put stuff all over social media that makes it look like I'm not a guy should be trusted or listened to. So when I'm really, the real me is on the air saying, hey, let me tell you what China's doing. Let me tell you what the CCP is doing. Let me tell you what the red-green axis, the Marxists and the Islamists are doing. They've tried to destroy my credibility so that people don't want to listen to me and don't want to trust me, all through deep fakes. That sounds like what he's hinting at there. And if he comes back, we'll get more. If not, we'll reconnect with him at a later date. But that fits with what we're already studying from the man that wrote that book so many years ago, the former USSR Special Forces guy, saying part of that preparatory or overture period of gray terror is discrediting their nation's leaders. Well, you know that's going to include in the area of media, trying to discredit the truth tellers in the area of alternative media, right? So you just heard it live. I've never heard that before, that they would have digital clones of me or him. And then he got that call and had to go. So we're going to get more into that. That's fascinating. All right. Now, it is 4:20 Central Time in the afternoon that we're recording this. And you guys are looking at this sitting on the desk right here and probably wondering, what is that? Well, just so you know, when I tell you I drink Extractivity, this all-natural energy drink that I developed several years ago, and that I often have it in the afternoon when I start getting a little sluggish. Well, here I started at 4 o'clock with this taping, and sure enough, you found it sitting here at the news desk because my wife had just brought it into the studio for me to drink while I was sitting here doing show prep for tonight's broadcast. And then I called Colonel Mills, and he's going to be on an airplane during my show tonight, so I said, let's pre-tape. So you caught me with the Extractivity actually sitting on the desk, which I thought, well, this is an opportunity to show them. I really do drink this, and I have it oftentimes in the afternoon, not just the mornings, as a power energy drink. Okay, we can go to that commercial. So we've got let me tell you what's in it, Extractivity. Well, in fact, I tell you what, I cut a spot for this the other day. Roll that spot, Logan. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Several years ago, I worked with a team, and we developed Extractivity. It's an all-natural energy and health drink. All-natural energy and health drink. It includes bilberry extract, red wine extract, grapeseed extract, pine bark extract, and vitamin C. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. You can go do your own homework on the benefits of these extracts that are loaded with antioxidants. You can order it now at mystore.com. You'll get a savings if you use the code B66. Use the code B66 and you'll save. It's available at mystore.com. Again, an all-natural energy and health drink. And, of course, I have to throw in the disclaimer. This product has not been approved or evaluated by the FDA. It's not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But please, check out the all-natural energy and health drink, Extractgevity, at mystore.com. All right, the Colonel's back. But, hey, anyway, there you go. So I really do drink it. It's very good. And you just heard what's in it. And by the way, I like to drink it with a spoon because it is a powder. You mix it with water. And I like to have it with a spoon. So I'm constantly stirring and drinking. And you do not have to, like, hold your nose to drink it, folks. But anyway, I've been taking it for years. People say, where do you get your energy from? Well, I like to think some of it's divine. But I also get a lot of it out of a bottle. There you go, all natural energy and health drink. But I always throw out the disclaimer, it has not been evaluated or approved by the FDA to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Get it at mystore.com, promo code B66. All right, Colonel, while you were gone there, I was talking about that book, and then we'll let you go so you can get on your plane. I was talking about that book by the former USSR Special Forces guy who was saying in that very book, years ago written, sounds like what you're saying now. He said before war, the USSR would come out and they would try to have any scandal they could on state, local, federal leaders to collapse the trust of the American people and their leaders. And here you are dropping onto our news desk something I've never heard you talk about, that they would have a digital clone of you and me. What would they use that for? I said, and I pontificated, my guess would be for making you and me say things to discredit us so no one listens to us when we're trying to actually tell them the truth.
To replace us, who knows? Invasion of the body snatcher? I don't know, Brandon, but they're applying massive amounts of money, resources to their big data analytics and artificial intelligence, and they're collecting every possible data point on us. They may even have samples of our DNA. They may even have of our tissue. Are they trying to clone us? Who knows? They are evil. They want to take us over. And they are going to use the Antifas are crazy. Their only purpose is hate and discontent. They hate everything. They hate each other. And they just want to cause mayhem.
And by the way, when you say the DNA, I have read that they're collecting DNA, and Gordon Chang has talked to me about this, collecting the DNA of the American people so they can target certain people or people groups with a virus. Yeah. So they could say, hey, let's take Colonel Mills or Brandon's DNA, and then when he's out in public, we'll have someone spray something, and he'll walk right into that mist, and it'll be a contagion that's directly targeted to his specific DNA, and he's going to die, and he's going to die fast, and it's going to dissolve and be no traces, but it'll target him down to his very DNA.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I've talked to Gordon about this, and I think Gordon has said, actually, you know, and if they can, at the Wuhan lab, if they can actually create that, and they actually can map the DNA, they can actually potentially come out with a targeted biological attack. I think it was Gordon who said, you know, that the core ethnicity of China is the Han ancestry, and there's in the CC Chinese Communist Party, there's really a small number of core families. So could they create a contagion that targets everybody but those core families in the Chinese Communist Party? Yeah, actually, it's medically, it's within the realms of possibility. It's not crazy talk. And they do it. They do it in a heartbeat if they could wipe everybody out. So this is what we're dealing with.
All right, before you jump on a plane heading to Arizona, we're going to be covering it on Lindell TV 3 all day tomorrow, from tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow night, we've pretty well, other than a quick interview with Rebecca Walzer with breaking news, what she has, we're going to pretty much tomorrow night be dealing with what you're and Ivan Raiklin's testimony is going to be about. So you're headed to Arizona for this. What I'm told, I haven't been told the details. I've just been told you're going to be shocked. Is that right?
I didn't fully hear that. What did you say? I'm going to be what?
I have not been told what is going to be presented because they said they can't tell us, but they said you're going to be shocked, House. You're going to be shocked.
Yeah, I have a strong statement ready to go. And it's not, it's based on fact. It's based on actual events. And I think they need to get realistic. But my theme is the county is the first line of defense against all election interference, foreign, domestic. It's the county. It's not the federal government. The federal government does not have the legal authorities, does not have the capabilities. Our American Republic is based upon the 3,300 or so county and county equivalents. So if a county is messed up and can't get their count straight, it undermines the entire fabric of our republic. And so now Maricopa has joined the illustrious ranks of Fulton County, of Cook County, of Philadelphia, that they can't count, or they can count. They just count the votes they want to count.
Wow. TheNationWillFollow.com. TheNationWillFollow.com. You're about to board a plane, head to Phoenix. Thank you for making time for us sitting there in the airport and for all you do to bring us the context of the news. We really appreciate all you're doing.
Thank you, Brandon. Always an honor to be on your show.
You as well. TheNationWillFollow.com, folks, to get his book. TheNationWillFollow.com. His book, Front Row Seat on the Deep State, what they're doing, how they were doing it, and how the CIA director and the FBI director were, well, as he said, hands on the keyboard, personally involved in trying to stop, actually stop or delay the swearing in of a duly elected president-elect, Donald Trump. He was there on the front row, saw it, was asked to review the documents. It was like, wait a minute, there's nothing here. What's going on, guys? You can stand down, John. The FBI director and CIA director have hands on keyboard. He tells you the whole thing in his book, The Nation Will Follow. You can get it at thenationwillfollow.com. How to start being a leader at the county level, thenationwillfollow.com.